Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Tay Talks Positivity. This is your girl, Tay, ready and hoping to help you all figure out how to keep a positive mindset in the midst of a world that can seem to be full of so much negativity. Let me start this week off by wishing all the fathers a happy belated Father's Day. I know we're a couple weeks late, but it's always better late than never. I don't want to not acknowledge you guys, just like I acknowledge the mothers. Of course, a special happy Father's Day to my dad and my brothers. Dad, I just want to thank you for everything that you've done for me and my family and all the things that you still do. And I love you. And to my brothers, happy belated Father's Day to you too. I'm proud of you both for growing into such amazing men. And even my brother who doesn't have kids, a happy Father's Day to you. I always tell you, you're like the second dad I never asked for, but I'm definitely grateful for. Now, Shamira and I officially have a high school graduate. Yasira ceremoniously graduated from high school on the 12th of June. And on the morning of her graduation, we woke up and I went and got the big speaker box and hooked my phone up to it. And we bust into her room playing different graduation songs on the speaker, and the dogs ran in and jumped on the bed and woke her up. And all morning, let me tell you, I was going through it. Every time I turned around, I was crying, laughing. And let's be real, I had been ugly crying since the week before, because the Friday before graduation, Yasira had sent me and Shamira a video on TikTok that one of the kids that she was graduating with made while they were at their senior picnic. And y'all, I was at work boo-hooing like a baby. And ever since then, every time I thought about the graduation or think about the fact that she's no longer going back to high school, I've been going through the emotions like Vivian Green. Since the graduation, Shamira has been the one that has been on and off emotional, and then Yasira has been emotional on and off too, of course, because now it finally hit that she's graduated. And because they've been emotional, they've been making me emotional. So it's just been a whole thing ever since graduation. But on the morning of her graduation, we were all sitting down in the dining room and we were eating breakfast, just chilling and talking. And in between me crying on and off and us talking, I just so happened to randomly look out the window. We were talking about something in regards to that day being the last day that Yasira would be considered a high school student. But when I looked out the window, it was just like the perfect timing to see that there was a bird sitting on top of like one of the privacy fence areas surrounding the patios that we have and our neighbors have. And at the moment when I looked out the window, the bird went to fly away and it was holding on to a stick with its feet. The stick was maybe about a foot long, but it was thin. So it was small enough for the bird to wrap its feet around in an attempt to try to carry it away. But as the bird went to fly away, holding on to the stick, it wasn't able to get too far before it ended up falling down with the stick because it wouldn't let it go. And in that moment, I heard a message that I just want to share with you all. And I even shared the message with Shamira and Yasira in that moment. The reason the bird wasn't able to fly was because it wanted to hold on to the stick. It's plain and simple. And that's the reason why some of us aren't able to elevate and soar to the next level in our lives, is because we're holding on to things that are weighing us down. As we were getting ready for the graduation, Yasira's big day, I told her, don't be like that bird. There are going to be moments in our lives when we're getting ready to elevate to the next level that God has for us. But sometimes when we are going to those next levels or different phases in our lives, not everyone or everything that we are surrounded by or involved with are going to be able to go to that level with us. When those moments of elevation are going to happen, and they will happen, they will also come with some moments of frustrations. I say this for two different reasons. The first reason is because I'm a firm believer that if God is trying to elevate you and there's someone in your life that you need to let go of in order for that to happen, there's going to be some sort of situation or friction that is going to come about. There have been times in my past when I felt like there were people that I thought would always be in my life. But at one point or another, there was some sort of wedge that I felt was coming between me and those people. And in the heat of those moments, I would wonder why all of a sudden things felt like they were changing. Why did it seem like this person or that person or this bond or that bond just wasn't going to last? I didn't know that the reason why friendships that I thought would last a lifetime or relationships that I didn't want to let go of were becoming tainted because I had to make room for what God was preparing to send my way. I would do whatever I thought I needed to do or what needed to be done to try to hold on to those people that I wanted to be in my life. Which brings me to the second reason of why I feel these types of moments would lead to feelings of frustration. Because I was trying to keep hold of a relationship that God was trying to separate me from. I wasn't able to get to the level that I was seeking. I would get frustrated wondering why it seemed like no matter what I would do to get to where I was trying to get to, I would constantly feel stuck. Now, I want you all to keep in mind that elevating to the next level can mean different things. It could mean a promotion at work, a move to a different state, a fresh start, some kind of mental, emotional, or spiritual growth within yourself. It can mean anything. It wasn't until I learned to let go of some of the people and the things in my life that I was able to find my way and get to a place that is better than the place I was in before. There was one time I heard someone say that sometimes the hardest thing to do is the easiest thing to do. Let that sink in for a moment. Sometimes the hardest things to do are the easiest things to do. We try holding on to people and relationships and different situations or vices because we feel like we don't want to separate ourselves from that, but the hardest thing is just simply letting go. And that's just an easy thing to do, just to wash your hands with a situation to be able to make room for whatever it is that God is trying to put into your life. If that bird had just let go of that stick that he was trying to hold on to, he never would have fell and he would have been able to take off and fly to whatever levels he was trying to fly to. But because of his desire to hold on to that stick, he was only able to get to a certain point before the stick brought him back down again. And he had to try again and start over again. I don't know who this message is for, but God is trying to tell you it's time to let go. Let go of the hurt and the pain that someone from your past has caused you. Let go of that relationship that has either had you feeling stuck in the same space or like it's been dragging you down. Let go of that job that doesn't see all that you have to offer them, but you stay there because it is what you know and you're afraid to start over and start somewhere new. Let go of that fear of failure when it comes to stepping out on faith and doing what it is God has put in your heart to do. Because the only true way to fail at something is by not trying. God is ready to take you to that next phase of your being, but there are some things and some people that you're going to have to let go in order for him to do that. I know right now in the moment it may seem difficult or impossible for you to do, but you have to have faith. Learn to lean and put your trust in God and know that he will never leave you or forsake you. He will never have you make a move that isn't meant for you to make. I remember when we first moved to the area that we live in now, and we were living in a small two-bedroom apartment. At first, it just felt like we had everything we needed, everything going on for ourselves. It was our first place together, and we literally moved with the bare minimum. We didn't even have living room furniture. But as time went by, we were blessed enough to end up having a fully furnished home and even end up with more than what we thought we would have. But then we ended up getting a new neighbor and that moved in, and it just felt like things started going downhill after a while. The management of the complex we were living in had changed, and it just seemed like it was just always one thing after another. I once heard someone say that when the time comes that God is trying to move you, he will make things uncomfortable where you are. One day we were riding past we will be able to maintain or just stick around suffocating and being in an almost unbearable situation, or if we wanted to take that leap of faith and move on to something new. It was getting close to the time where we had to make that choice. And for some reason, the very place we had talked about and she asked me about that I said we couldn't afford was one of the places that we ended up trying to get into. And they were the first people to call us back saying that we were approved and we would be able to move there as soon as we needed to. In my head, of course, I'm still like, okay, that's fine and dandy. But once we get there, how in the world are we going to be able to maintain and make sure that we can stay there? But when I tell you that God won't put more on you than you can bear, listen. I ended up getting an opportunity that would end up paying me enough money to be able to pay our rent for the next month. And I would be put in a position where I was able to make it work to stay afloat. I was able to find a new job that was paying more money, and I just knew that things was going to be all right. We were able to get by. Looking back at that moment now, so many things come to my attention, and I see all the moves that God was making to get us to the point where if we didn't believe, he was able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we could ever ask of him. And then, just like that, the pandemic hit 3 months after we moved. Now, I know what you're thinking. How does the pandemic hitting become a significance in how God is showing us how he is about to bless us beyond measure? Now, my job was considered essential, so I still went to work 5 days a week. Shamir's job at the time, she was working for the school district. Schools were sent home. Kids were doing school from home. So I guess in a sense, you can consider the fact that she got laid off. But when God is about to bless you, believe me, at first he's going to test you. No matter how hard it seemed like times were about to get, we still kept the faith and believed that everything was going to work out. I'm not going to get into every little detail, but what I will tell you is that not only were we able to afford to keep living there, we were able to get new furniture, buy all the things that we needed, and get some of the things that we wanted. We were able to put some money into our savings, and at the end of the day, we both got new jobs that came with benefits and paid more than the jobs that either of us had before the pandemic hit. I've said this before, and I'm going to tell you again, you just have to trust the process. Believe that God is working and moving for your benefit. Someone out there may feel like they're going through it right now, like it's just always one thing after another. You may feel like you just can't catch a break. Just know you may be going through it, but if you trust God, and if you trust the process, he's definitely going to bring you through it. I know right now it may seem rough and you may feel like you're alone, but believe me, you are not. God is right there preparing you to let go of some of the people in your life that aren't meant to go where he's about to take you. And he's placing the right people in your path that are going to be those stepping stones to help you across and those doorways that are ready to be opened for you. You just have to let go and let God lead the way and trust that he is going to do his big one for you. Now, I'm not going to keep going on, and I'm not going to keep you any longer than I already have. So I want you all to go on and have an amazing day full of success and positivity. Allow your light to shine bright, because you never know. Someone else may see your aura of positivity, and it just might be what you need to change their mindset for the day. Until next time, this is your girl Tay, and always remember, affirm it, apply it, and achieve it.